With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wave of dangerous storms has begun spreading over parts of the South. A heavy line of storms swept into Atlanta near the end of this morning's rush hour. Busy airports in Georgia and North Carolina reporting delays. There is an enhanced risk for severe weather from Texas to South Carolina. Efforts remain ongoing to deliver more aid into Gaza.
The sound of trucks loaded with wheat flour at the Kerem Shalom crossing point on the Israeli side Thursday. The Israeli military said Wednesday it had reopened the crossing into Gaza after days of being closed following a Hamas rocket attack. But the United Nations says no humanitarian aid has yet entered, and there's no one to receive it on the Palestinian side after workers fled during Israel's military incursion in the area. Another crossing nearby between Gaza and Egypt was closed by an Israeli tank brigade. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, it was an overwhelming House vote defeat for Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who tried and failed to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. It's another sign the labor market may be softening.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped to its highest level in more than 8 months last week. The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending May 4th rose by 22,000 to 231,000. Last week's claims were the most since the final week of August 2023.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In total, 1.79 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended April 27th. That's up 17,000 from the previous week. Stocks remain higher, the Dow up 258 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 41. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the world of darts.
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, "I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists have flooded a Utah tip line established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law with thousands of hoax reports. The online portal has received more than 10,000 submissions in its first week. The state auditor says none seem legitimate. Trans activists say the fake submissions are a form of protest meant to shield males who want to use female restrooms. This is SRN News. A battle over raising taxes in California.
The California Supreme Court is weighing whether to remove a measure from the November ballot that would make it harder for the state and local governments to raise taxes. The court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the measure that would require all new and higher taxes to be approved by voters. Right now, the legislature can raise taxes with a two-thirds vote in both the Senate and Assembly. The initiative would require statewide voters to weigh in after, with the new tax taking effect only if a majority approve it. Keith Peters reporting.
Philadelphia police clearing out a homeless encampment in a city neighborhood where drug use has been pervasive for years now. People who live there, along with their tents and other structures, were moved from the sidewalk. It wasn't clear just how many people had been living in that two-block stretch of the Kensington neighborhood area. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.